We've got live music from Pete Yorn and the band. They're playing live on stage at World Cafe Live. Pete's new self-titled album was actually recorded before his album that came out in 2009, the Back and Forth album. This new one, which has been referred to as the Black Album for two reasons. One, it has a black cover, and also because Frank Black of the Pixies was the producer on it. Somewhere in the middle of all that, he had a chance to do an album with Scarlett Johansson, so that's a lot of work in a short period of time. Before we head to the stage, I sat down and I asked Pete about this whole burst of creativity.
I was lucky. I was just writing a lot of material at that time, and I just had a boatload of stuff. And so I had pretty focused in on what I would do with Back and Forth, what made sense to do with Mogus. We knew we were kind of make more of a stripped-down, folky record. I had all these songs, and if I didn't record them then, they'd probably be what would be my next record,
right.
You know? And as it turned out, it is my next record, but
yeah.
It was just recorded right beforehand, and I loved it so much. When I finished it, it was actually painful to sit on it for so long, so I'm really happy that we finally got to put this out.
Now, you made Back and Forth with Mike Mogus, you just mentioned, and you made this with Frank Black,
yeah.
Who folks know from his solo records, and of course from the Pixies, and was it always your idea that you wanted to rock on this, or did that come, as I might think, from him, or how did that?
The songs themselves, they were pretty rocking beforehand, the way I wrote them. I went up there with no real attachment to an outcome. I just kind of went up there thinking, even if we don't get along and this stuff sucks, you know, hopefully it'll be a learning experience. I'll get to hang out with Frank Black for a few days and, you know, it'll be cool. Luckily we got there, we hit it off. He was really into the material. He gave me some great notes on the material, and he had his backing band up there to kind of back me up. So it just kind of naturally went this way. It felt right for the material.
Now, how did you get to know him?
How did I get to know him?
Yeah.
Fate brought us together.
Yeah.
I ran into one of my first A&R people from Columbia Records, but she left after my first record. This woman, Nancy Walker, a really great lady, really big music fan. And somehow she knew Frank Black. And when I saw her, I hadn't seen her in probably 8 years. And we bumped into each other, and she said, "Hey, man, what are you up to?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm just working on some new material." And she's like, "I think you should make a record with Charles Thompson." And I said, that was like, looked like a deer in headlights. I'm like, "Yeah, who's Charles Thompson?"
Mm.
And she's like, "That's Frank Black." And I'm like, "Oh, I didn't know that was his real name." And so I was kind of freaking out over that. And then I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Pixies fan, huge fan of his solo stuff. I'd love to work with him." But I didn't really think anything of it. I didn't even really believe she even knew him.
Mm-hmm.
But then lo and behold, about maybe 3 weeks later, I get an email from Mr. Charles Thompson, Frank Black himself. And he's like, "Hey, man, let's rock out. Let's make some tunes together." And I was like, "Darn." And at that point, I knew I couldn't pass up the opportunity. Although at that point, I knew I was going to Omaha to make my record, my Columbia record with Mike Mogus. I remember my management was like, "Dude, you got to focus, just focus, you know?" And I was like, "No way am I missing out on this. I got all these songs, I'm going." I bought a plane ticket, went to Salem, Oregon. He picked me up at the airport. He got me a hotel room, and we just banged it out.
And, of course, when we were talking about Back and Forth, the news then was about the album you'd made with Scarlett Johansson,
yeah.
Which was, like, right around this time, right?
Well, the Scarlett one, there was a little bit of room between this breakup and Back and Forth. I
right.
recorded that one at the end of 2006.
Okay.
So that one kind of did that sat longest.
And that was also your friend saying, "You got to put this out. You got to put this out."
This record was, I wanted to put this out very bad, the Black record, very bad. And like I said, it was painful to sit on it for a while because I just wanted to play these songs live. And it was a lot of stuff that I really wanted to say. The Scarlett one, that one was like just a weird experiment going into it. And we loved the way it turned out. Yeah, our friends ended up loving it and everything like that. But ultimately, the decision was ours to move forward with it and put it out.
Well, let's go to the stage. Who's playing with you today?
It's Zach Schaefer on bass, Mark Noseworthy on guitar, and Scott Seaver on drums.
And it sounds great. Let's go to the stage of World Cafe Live. This is Pete Yorn with some of the new songs from what we're calling the Black Album.
Come on. I think this song and a lot of the songs on the record are just kind of finding ways to deal with all the interesting stuff that happens to us as we get older.
This future life's been freaking me out. Still attached to being a new kid in town. My family, no real responsibilities. And my friends are diving in deep to all this holy matrimony. How's the dog, two kids, and a van? Get a job selling real estate.
Thank you. Convince yourself that everything is alright.
That is For Nancy, live on stage at World Cafe Live. Pete Yorn from his self-titled new album. And our thanks to Pete for being our guest and playing live today. You can revisit that session along with all of our sessions at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.